Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Hi, everybody. This is Dan Sheridan. It's Thursday, April 11th. Earnings season is upon us, and I am going to talk about five steps to trading earnings. Five key steps that I think you need to understand and apply to be successful trading option earnings. Step number one, get the correct date. This is a process. Get the correct date. Make sure you know when earnings are. Couple things. When I was in the pit in Chicago, what I used to do, because we had big positions, when I was with Mercury Trading and the Nigerian Brothers, the wrestling team with the Nigerian Brothers, and so what I did is I would call the company until I heard it out of the horse's mouth. I'd call their investor relations department, for whatever reason, usually a lady, I'd call them up. Most of you don't need to do that. An easier way to know, it's more important to know the kind of the week it's coming. And one way you could do that is in your brokerage platform, line up like the next four expirations, the 4 weeks of expirations, and look at an at-the-money call, and whichever expiration pumps up, earnings are going to be that week, 99 out of 100 times. When you look at your brokerage platform and it says, okay, the date's going to be here, they don't get confirmation a lot of times on that till a week before, until the investor relations department comes out with it. Now, are they generally going to be historically what they were the previous month, like usually the same week? Yes. But what I would do is make sure you look at, like I said, look at the call, look at like line up four expirations and make sure that you're at least got the right expiration week, whichever expiration the volatility pumps up. Anyways, step one, get the correct date. Step two, look at a price chart. On the price chart, look for the last three earnings. A lot of times you can find that depending on the brokerage firm you're looking at. It might apply. It'll put an E next to where earnings were. But on a price chart, just look for gaps. That's where it's going to be, where you look for gaps. And get an idea of what's a typical move the last three, four earnings. And the other thing is get an idea of what the trend has been. If we've gone up 20% in the market in the last 3 months, boy, that's pretty strong. Take that into consideration. You know, if we've, that's a pretty big move. In other words, the market since Christmas Eve has been up, 20%? And so if that's dragged up a lot of stocks, they may already be higher than they should be. So look at the price chart and look for what is the price movement in the stock done since the last earnings, and also get an idea of what the actual move was the last three earnings. Step three, get the expected move. What is the expectation of the move? And a couple ways you can look at this. On your brokerage platform, some of them have an MMM, like a thinkorswim. They'll have a market maker move. It'll say plus or minus $5. It gives you an idea. They're expecting the stock price to be plus or minus $5. Another way to do it is look at the at-the-money straddle. So if I have a stock going to come out with earnings this week, I will look at the at-the-money straddle for an expiration that is expiring this week. If I have a stock coming out with earnings next week, look at the expiration next week. What's the expected move of the straddle? So if I have a stock coming out with earnings this week, look at the at-the-money straddle in the week, the expiration week where they're going to have their earnings come out. And let's say the stock's at 100 and the at-the-money straddle is $4. Then the expected move would be plus or minus $4. So again, get the correct date. Look at the price chart, look for trends, and what would have been the last 3-4 earnings. Then look at the expected move. Now that we've done our data, now that we've done our scientific just do, now you make a statement, right? You make a statement. This isn't a personal opinion. This is speculative move. Hey, do I think we're going to beat the expectations or not? If the expected move is $4 up and $4 down, do you think it's going to move less than $4 or more than $4? You have to make that decision as an American citizen, right? Make that decision, right? Once you make that decision, then you go to step 5, the strategy. If I'm looking for the move to not beat expectations, I think it's going to move to the expectations or less, right? Then I'm going to do some kind of butterfly, iron condor, something that will take advantage of this range. If I think the move is going to beat expectations, it's going to have a big move, then I might buy a call or a put or a vertical or a long straddle. So again, 5 key analytical steps. If you don't want to get punched in the face, follow these 5 steps. If you want to get punched in the face by the market, don't follow the 5 steps. If you just like getting punched in the face, well, then that's your problem. All right. Have a great day. I love you. If you have any questions, email me, dan@sharedmentoring.com. Share this with your neighbors, your friends. Ladies and gentlemen, the 5-step process for earnings.